720 WGN, 734, Oklahoma now on top of Georgia, 45-38, 6:52 to go, a pick six to go ahead for the Sooners. It's been a wild game. The other semifinal coming up at 7:45, Clemson, Alabama. But we're talking a little John Fox having a celebration, at least for some of us, most of us, maybe the entire city and neighboring states. Dan Hampton joining us now, the Danimal, my partner on Sundays with OB and Kaz. Hampo, I think you were the first person that started calling for this about, I don't know, game two in Fox's second season, and the gauntlet was dropped today. So I know you're happy that he's out, but also, like, where do you go from here, and what was your reaction when Ryan Pace got a two-year contract extension?
Hey, well, happy new year, and as anyone that has been a veteran watcher of the Chicago Bears, we all knew it had it you know, the 3-year root canal had to it was time to go in a new direction. And you know, I got to tell you, at some point, you know, you say, okay, this is really like a 3-stage incremental process. First one is getting rid of Fox and this regime. The second one is identifying who would be the ones that you want to put the put the car keys in their hand and say, okay, this is time for you to take off. This is your opportunity. But now that Ryan Pace has been given a 2-year extension, and we have obviously, a lot of the folks that listen to the Hamp and OB with Kaz show realize that, hey, Ed Obradovich has been incessant in his identifying the fact that, you know, John Fox has been bad, but Ryan Pace has not been much better. And, in fact, their records are the same over the course of 3 years. And for the Bears to basically come and step forward and extend his contract, it again, you know, one of the things we've always beat on the drum week after week is accountability. Well, if you don't do a good job, why should you be rewarded? Well, here Ryan Pace is being rewarded with an extension that I don't think he's earned or deserved. But it is what it is, and we've talked about some of the problems with the ownership and them identifying what the proper, you know, move should be. Well, this is what they're all in now. So the chips are in the middle of the table. Let's see who Ryan Pace decides, you know, will be the next coach for the next 3 years or whatever it may be.
You know, Hamp, not only was Mitchell Trubisky a good pick because they needed a quarterback, although some would say they should have gone on the defensive side of the football, but the pick is sort of like a life insurance policy for Pace, because how can the Bears get rid of a guy when he's only got, you know, his top pick has only 1 year in the league? If he turns out to be great, then, and they got rid of Pace, then they would be sort of, you know, like responsible for being irresponsible.
Right. You're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Hey, this guy, he found this great quarterback. What are you doing? You got rid of him. I understand that. And Harry, look, this is exactly why Phil Emery gave Jay Cutler the mega deal. Because, hey, either way, they're set for life. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And even though it didn't work out, you know, Emery kept his job for 3 more years, and Jay Cutler made a lot of money. And hey, it's the McKeskey's money, so who cares? They didn't. And so your point is dead on. Ryan Pace says this is the kid. All things revolve around Trubisky. Well, I need to be given the opportunity to surround him with receivers, offensive linemen, etc. And essentially, that's the song that he was singing, and the McKeskeys were buying.
So, when you're looking at whoever's coming in here, Hamp, that person's not taking this job, right? Unless they believe in Mitchell Trubisky. it could play out where you might hear things like, so-and-so's not interested, the Bears were, but whatever, whoever it is. And I would think that would be an indictment on Trubisky. I think that's an interesting part of this, that maybe we won't exactly know what these guys think, but I think that if you're coming here, you got to believe in them. And I don't know if these guys do.
Well, you know what? There was a reason why, and things don't happen in a vacuum. You know, I do know this. You know, Obradovich makes a great point that we traded up and gave away, you know, a ransom to make sure that we got him when virtually no one else in the entire league had that high opinion or appraisal of him. Well, you know, it's either way, he still was one of the coveted quarterbacks. Could we have got him at the third pick or the eighth pick or the 12th pick or the 20th pick? But he would have been gone, you know, by then. I think Deshaun Watson was the 20th, and obviously he would have been gone. He would have gone there. So the point is, even though he did not look like a franchise quarterback, even though he did not grow and mature and look like a more finished product by the end of the season, there is still that latent talent that, you know, everybody was interested in, you know, his ability to move, throw on the run, he's a hard worker. So it all's not lost. And just because Mitchell Trubisky regressed, in my mind, and you know what, it was funny that there was a group of folks in the media trying to say, hey, he's getting better and better. He had a rating of 90.1. and a record of 2-2 the last month of the season. Well, the two wins come against Cleveland and Cincinnati that didn't want to play, and Detroit and San Francisco, who were bottom 20 defenses. So it was all kind of a smoke and mirrors ad campaign. But either way, I really believe Trubisky, with the proper handling, coaching, direction, all those things, and, you know, better players around him, he will not be a reason someone says, I'm not coming. He's not a hit case like Jay Cutler. So I don't think that's a problem. In fact, I think somebody like a Josh McDaniels or John DeFilippo, these young quarterback whisperers, they would embrace it. They'd say, hey, this kid is a second overall pick. You know, how often do you get the first? You know, one team a year, and very seldom is it actually used on a quarterback. So this kid, he's an extraordinarily high pick, and he does have a lot of value, even though he didn't play like he really had a lot of value to us this year.
Hamp, you know, you mentioned these young quarterback whispers. Sean McVay went from offensive coordinator to head coach of the Rams, and he has turned that team around. They lead the league in offense after being dead last year, and Goff swears by him. But I'm wondering, there's a lot of coaches out there that are, you know, 20 years older than that, guys, you know, like a Frank Reich, guys, you know, David Shula is an older coach, Chico Rivera is very successful, and he's not a young head coach. Belichick's considered a genius. He's not a young head coach.
65.
Right. I mean, do the Bears have to go with a young guy to connect with a young quarterback?
Well, and again, that is you know, that's the move that is in vogue. It's a sexy pick. We're going to go with the young. I personally, I don't believe you have to, but I think it's important that you do have a young, innovative offensive coordinator, whether it was a quarterback coach, whether it was a guy that, you know, you watch Oklahoma and Georgia go up and down the field. You know, I mean, these are major college programs. They've got guys that are you know, innovators. They're doing some really interesting things, and it's so much more than the plop plop fizz fizz offense that we've seen here, you know, for the last 20 years. So ultimately, and again, everybody's looking for the shiny object. But you know, I was saying, you know, Pat Shurmur for a while, but after watching the game yesterday, I really wasn't crazy about it. But there, you know, he has made an awful lot out of, you know, less than great players. The quarterback, the running backs, nobody really knows them. Nobody wanted them. But guess what? He's got a 13-win season going, so he's doing a lot of stuff the right way.
Hey, before you go here, I'm just curious. You know, the press conference starts today, and there's Ted Phillips, and apparently him and George are going to be not conducting the interviews that Ryan Pace is going to be having, but they'll be in the room. They're going to be supporting him, is how they put it. It seems like it's business as usual. I mean, there's nothing really changing here, right? I mean, most of the texts that are coming in today, it's the same old Bears. And I'm thinking that you're right with that, but I just want to make sure that I'm understanding where everyone's at here. And I think that's basically the case.
Ryan Pace is going to point, and they're going to nod. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, but I think they're going to actually do more than nod. Like,
almost like first right of refusal.
Yes.
Say, this. No. Guys, and again, see, that's the thing. Some people, they don't know what they don't know. Well, trust me, I think most of the people that, are going to be asked to approve of, the new coach is the same group that nodded yes when they said we're going to give Mike Glennon $40 million. They nodded yes when they said John Fox is the logical new coach. They nodded yes when Ryan Pace said, I want to move up. They're basically just going to acknowledge it. But again, by hook or crook, this is everybody's going to say the definitive pick or choice of the Ryan Pace era is Trubisky. Nah, I don't think so. I think the head coach, this pick right here, is the one that's going to make or break him here in 2 years.
All right, so you're calling Hallis Hall the land of nod.
Absolutely.
I like it. Hey, Hamp, before we let you go, I've watched it about, 7 or 8 times. They had it on again last night. I'm shocked to think it was 29 years ago that the Fog Bowl was played. But every New Year's Eve, I think of the Fog Bowl, and my dad had great tickets for us, and we left at halftime because we could not see a damn thing. When you think back to that game when you guys knocked off Buddy Ryan and the Eagles, what comes flooding into your memory gates?
I don't know. It's the one thing that at the time, when you play, you think you can beat anybody. But in retrospect, they had a really good football team, and it was almost as if, we had some divine intervention because there's, think about the, Randall Cunningham, and they had Mike Quick, and they had Keith Jack. They had Pro Bowlers everywhere. And we, by, 88, 89, we had kind of gotten to the point where we were, over the hill. And we got a lead, and then the fog came, and forever and a day, it basically stopped the great Buddy Ryan from advancing in the playoffs, and then he was let go after that game. So it was bizarre. It truly was a bizarre day in my life.
Hampo, great to be with you all season. Great to have you on tonight, and we're moving forward, baby. No more John Fox. We'll see what Pace and company dial up here. Hopefully they'll pick out a winner. No, fingers are crossed on that. No guarantees, but hopefully that'll be the case.
Well, most people say that for New Year's resolution, they want to detox. We defox.
What was that you had yesterday? The car fox? Oh, yeah, get in the car.
The car fox. That's what Ryan Pace said after the game. Get in the car, Fox. We're taking you to a new home.
I like it. They did that in Godfather, too.
That's exactly right. Hampo, be well. Talk to you soon.
Good luck, guys.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Hamp. Terrific.
Dan Hampton enjoying his New Year's Day night and jumping on here. Hang on. Steven, you wanted to ask Hamp a question. I'm sorry. I'm just seeing this right now. We hogged him for you. Maybe you just want to ask me and Harry. What do you got there, Steven?
Hello. Good evening. I wanted to tell Dan that I loved his story after one of the earlier losses this year about getting left at Lambeau Field after the game he and McMichael. I thought that was a great story. I loved it.
Yeah. All right, Steven.
And
yes.
I wanted to ask him if he liked my Christmas present that I brought him.
I should.
This is St. Nick.
Okay. Stephen, we should add you on with Hample. My bad.
I like the system, Carm. Radio's never really been done like this before. Wait till the guest has hung up and then take questions for the guest.
Well, you know, I
like it. I think you're onto something.
It's New Year's night. Stephen had a question for Dan. I missed it. I felt bad. I thought maybe we could answer, but that was very much a question for Hamp. So I apologize.
Don't apologize. I think you're on something.
It could be a new thing.
Yeah.
That could take us to the promised land here.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. There you have it. We have covered the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Before we move on, Harry.
Yes, sir.
Who are they going to hire?
Well, I mean, everybody's high on the young offensive coordinator. So it seems like Josh McDaniels, but who the Colts really want him, and DeFilippo, the Eagles coach, they really want him. You know, I like Carmichael from the Saints. I like Shula from Carolina is very interesting to me because he's been a head coach at Alabama. He has been a very successful quarterback coach and offensive coordinator for Ron Rivera in Carolina. And his dad is the greatest coach in the history of the NFL. Bloodlines. I love horse racing. I'm all about bloodlines. I think Shula's a dark horse here.
It'll be very interesting how this goes. I'm betting on John DeFilippo.
And it's got to happen now. It's got to happen now because if you don't talk to these guys now, you don't get to talk to them the week before the Super Bowl. And I mean, there's a race. There's a race for DeFilippo. I hear the Colts are highly aggressively going to go after Josh McDaniels.
Hogue sold me on John DeFilippo tonight.
Because of the video.
I love a guy who can break down a good video.
And Gruden is supposedly all set for the Raiders.
Which would have been the sexiest hire the Bears could have done. John Gruden comes in here, he's team president. He works with Pace. They hire a coach. That would have changed the narrative in the city.
Mm-hmm.
There's no narrative changing today. All right, quick timeout, and we've got a special segment coming up for you at 8 o'clock tonight, which it's got a New Year's little solid foundation.
Yeah.
Very important. 720 WGN.
Okay, I'm here to tell you what's coming up on my show, which isn't right now. And the problem with that is, between then and right now, some crazy cuckoo bananas thing is probably going to happen, and I'll be talking about that. So never mind this.
Yeah.
Just listen for that cuckoo stuff, which is going to happen.
He's right. Uh-huh. You're right.
I'll be thinking big thoughts about it and report back to you.
Wait, what?
Later on.
Some people.
So that's it for now.
Don't get it.
Carry on.
Bye.
It's John Williams on 720 WGN.
If you're like most busy people, you have a to-do list. Some things you have to do yourself, like brush your teeth or travel to Memphis for work. Others you have someone do for you, like change your oil or dry clean your pants. If you're a single busy person, dating may appear on your list, which may seem like something you need to do yourself, but actually isn't. At It's Just Lunch, our experts help busy professionals like you find interesting, like-minded singles in your area for fun, low-pressure dates. Then we handle all the details, even making reservations for lunch or drinks after work. There's nothing left for you to do but relax and have fun. Let It's Just Lunch help you move dating from your to-do list to your M-doing list. It's Just Lunch, the smart way to date.
Call today, date tomorrow, 312-881-5225, or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Neither rain nor sleep nor gloom of night will keep us from hauling away your junk.
How about a flood?
Not even that.
Tornado?
Nope.
Blizzard?
Nope. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
What are you trying to say?
When you've got junk that needs to disappear, all you have to do is point. Don't worry about how or if we can get there. We can. And we will.
I love working with these guys.
We can usually be there within 90 minutes.
Till midnight, 7 days a week. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to helixsleep.com, take our 2-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try it for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Holidays and a new year bring cherished moments and smiles we capture forever.
This year, we are proud to celebrate our 10th year milestone of the famous WGN Chicago personalized calendars. A favorite gift amongst our listeners, this year's calendars are completely redesigned with a fresh new look and feel by our friends at 2K's. And with all new stunning photography of our beautiful city, you can personalize any name you want with authentic realism. Imagine your recipient's name in prominent landmarks creatively illustrated in every month. Available now at WGNradio.com. Give these calendars to coworkers, family, and friends. It's a practical and useful gift used every day of the year. Something your gift recipient will always remember you by. Go to WGNradio.com and scroll down to the featured section to order yours today. 2018 Epic Calendars for an epic year.
Listen, learn, laugh. 720 WGN.
WGN. Mark Harmon and Harry Tynewitz with you tonight. Taking you till 11 o'clock on the download. Justin Kaufman, of course, off. Believe he'll be back tomorrow. Patty Vasquez doing her normal shift tonight. Pretty late. We'll be here at 11. And Nick DiGilio will be doing his overnight shift 2 until 5. Steve Cochran back tomorrow as well. Harry Tynewitz. I don't want to complain.
Yes.
But let me ask you something here.
Yes.
Let me ask you something.
Uh-huh. Sounds like you're complaining already.
Yeah. Just real quick. It's New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the great nights of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You're a restaurant. Right? If you're working at a restaurant on New Year's Eve, where's your New Year's Eve party? If you're a waiter, if you're the maitre d', if you're the kitchen staff, where's your party on New Year's Eve?
Well, are you implying that the party would be at the restaurant?
Yes, I am implying that.
I would think that guys want to get off and go to a party, physically leave where they work.
Perhaps, but very tough to do on a New Year's Eve night. At any rate, I had requested to come late to this particular restaurant last night. I don't want to crush them, so I'm not going to say the name.
Mm-hmm.
But I was
Denny's.
I was at the Old Town School of Folk doing a very wild New Year's Eve, listening to Over the Rhine, Holding Hands. It was not a wild time at all.
You were at the Old Town School of Folk Music
on Lincoln Avenue. Yes,
Listening to At the Rhine?
Over the Rhine. It's a husband and wife team, and there's one other player. It's very romantic, Harry. It's very soothing. You sit, you have a glass of wine, you listen to music. It's nice.
Yeah. So is doing shots, you know, in the living room.
Yeah, but, you know, 44 years old now, Harry. It's not my scene doing shots on a New Year's.
You want to take your private embrace public, so you go to the Old Town School of Folk Music.
Yes.
Old Town School of Folk Music is great. And they have a tremendous dance department now too. But I don't know if that's like where I would think of as like a romantic New Year's Eve.
We had a lovely time.
Okay.
So then we go down the street.
Mm-hmm.
I had said that we would be coming over after the show. Could I get a reservation? Then they said, no, we're actually booked up with reservations, but I can pretty much guarantee if you come at that time, you'll get in. Now, the show went a little bit late,
mm-hmm.
so we got over to the restaurant about 10:08. Apparently, the kitchen was scheduled to close at 10 o'clock. I had talked to the maitre d' earlier in the week on the phone. I had explained that I would love to get in, the whole thing. At any rate, she would not seat us. The restaurant is 3/4 full. People are still eating dinner, but she claimed the kitchen was closed. And I am maintaining that karma will dog that individual for the rest of 2018. That is not how you treat At the Carm. Yours truly on Twitter. You allow an 8-minute, I don't know.
Grace period?
Grace period. That's correct. And let me sit down and have an escargot and call it a night.
What restaurant is this?
I don't really want to say.
Okay. Well, if
it's a nice restaurant.
You didn't have a reservation.
No, but it was like a soft reservation. They said that if you come, I can. I'm most like I can't guarantee, but in all likelihood, How do you say no to on a freezing cold night?
On New Year's Eve.
How do you say?
Do they know you're a radio personality? Do they know that you're on a station that's been around for 90 years? That the Carm can make or break them?
I don't want to be the guy that throws that around. Because, you know, I'm not Ro Khan. Steve Cochran. I don't have that type of...
That's what Ro does?
I have no idea. I'm sure he doesn't need
Ro that. Closes restaurants?
The point is that have a heart. Let a guy have a steak frites on a Sunday night, New Year's Eve, when it's 0 degrees out after an Old Town School.
Jennings, don't you feel bad for Carm? He couldn't get his escargot last night.
Well, you know, that's why they're called reservations. You got to be there.
Jennings, have you ever been on my side on anything?
I guess eventually I will be if I haven't before. But I mean, come on.
The restaurant, it's three quarters full. People are still eating their entrees. Tell me those people aren't going to order dessert. Kitchen's still working, y'all.
Yeah, I would think in this point,
they goofed a little. Because, I mean, if they've still got people there, and it's one of those places where they didn't raise the price of everything just for New Year's Eve.
That I don't know. I doubt it. No, it's not. It's I think they were just doing their standard.
So if you're only 8 minutes late and they told you that they can't seat you, that's
if I was the owner of that restaurant, I'd be like, seat that couple. That's $100 coming in the door, easy right now. I want the money. Sorry.
Well, now you know one restaurant that you won't be going back to for dinner.
That's what sucks, because I really like the restaurant and I do want to go back there. And now it's like, do you hold the grudge? Do you not hold the grudge?
Let's put it this way. They have told you a great deal about who they are by how they treated you.
That's true, too.
So it's your call.
Might have to make the move.
So I want to kind of like figure out, which is it, the girl and the goat?
No.
Don't ask Harry. Leave it be.
Okay.
Probably the best bet now.
Just girl and the goat's not in Lincoln Square.
Leave it be.
Oh, it's in Lincoln Square. You're north. You're like up, north.
Old Town School of Folk.
Okay, so you're like up by the Hofbrau House?
In the general area, sure.
Okay. Well, I'll leave it be.